So we're here with Drew and Vu, build engineers on the SQL team. So thanks for joining us, guys.
Yep.
So what is it you do? You're build engineers. So for SQL Server 2008, what's that mean? What's sort of a day in the life?
So essentially, we just manage the build of all the binaries for SQL Server, from the binaries to localization to optimization, signing, set of packages, the whole deal. And then they write the code, and we just build it so they can install it.
So SQL Server is a big product. I've done some like build engineer stuff in my day for like little applications, and that's complicated in its own right. So something like SQL Server that has a bunch of products within it, what's that like? It must be a huge task, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. It takes about 24 hours to build.
Really?
A full build with all the languages and everything. And it takes up to like 12 machines. In parallel.
Cool. So what's the technology behind the build process look like? Is it stuff we've written? Is it some of our own technology? Or what's that look like? How do people check in code, and how does the build work?
So the check-ins work in just like most of the other teams on campus. There's source Debo, right?
Right.
And then we use NTBuild like Windows, so that's the build engine. And Essentially we wrap that all in a huge... Windows test technologies. Everyone uses WTD on campus, but we wrap the Windows Workflow Foundation around that, and that's kind of our big overlying logic. And essentially, that's a bunch of C# stuff that calls build scripts downstream, and then it also has a logic to farm out different boxes, what's going on, has logical dependencies and whatnot.
So who wrote all that stuff?
We did some of it a little bit over here in the ops team, but most of it's done in the build dev team.
Okay. Yeah,
so they're over there. But we have a team. We kind of split the team into two, big ops side and the big dev side.
Cool. So do you both do the same job? Are you like partners in crime? Or how do you split up your duties? Or how's that work? So you're office mates. You got this cool office with all this Star Wars stuff. Seems like you guys work pretty closely.
Yeah. Mainly, I kind of took over from Vu. Like, he started working on another project for the cloud database.
Okay.
And so I took over just recently for the Katmai release and supporting bugs and making sure the builds get out on time.
Awesome.
So testers can test it.
Are you the main person behind the scenes? Are you the one who like pushes a button to say do the builds, and if you're on vacation no one's doing it, or what's that like?
Yeah, for the final release, I was the point person to click the button to have it kick off and make sure that all the binaries were correct on the build site.
I just touched the bits down to the last hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just copying bits over like 10 minutes before they start testing.
Nice.
The build, so.
Yeah, cool. So from a technology perspective, have you seen like the technology we're using in the build process evolve and sort of the requirements on you guys to do bigger builds more frequently? What have you seen in terms of working over the life cycle of 2008?
Yeah, it's huge. Back in the UConn days, we built like one build every 4 days, and it was a rolling build every 4 days. And then we started moving to the WTD system, the distributed system. And at first, we were doing one build a day, or one build a week. Then it was one a day. And then we were like, well, that's a lot. And then it was five a day. And then like, oh, we had to file bugs on five builds a day. And then it was 10 a day. We hired some more contractors, and it was 15 a day, 20 a day, 25 a day. And towards the end, we were doing like 27 to 30 builds a day, and we're maxing out all the boxes. We're always working. And,
wow.
And Drew and I wrote a whole bunch of improvements to make things build faster, and mm-hmm. we gave data to the devs to make things build faster. There's tons of problems solved throughout the whole time we were here. The build system is constantly changing. It's like almost like development. Like, I'm trying to make things better, more robust, trying to figure out whether a manual workaround is worth the time or write some code to do that.
Cool.
And then we break it, though. I mean, you think about the release, we break it, everyone's on top of you for breaking it, so we get pretty good at double-checking our own stuff.
Right. Yeah, cool. So you're saying that builds took longer and increased frequency, so was it an issue of the build machines just being able to do the work of the build quick enough, or was it a matter of people being able to test it? Because when you increase that cycle, just keeping track of, like, what build the tester is in and what bugs were filed there, and seems like a complicated source structure and tree structure. Is that something you guys also have to maintain? Is like labeling all the builds, and
it's automated.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
We just make a build, and then it's no longer our issue. If it builds, we're good.
Nice. I know some companies have things like, you know, lava lamps that change colors if, like, you broke a build for your check-in and stuff like that. Do we do anything to our developers where they get automated sort of feedback if, like, a build doesn't happen? I mean, so do bugs sometimes stop a build in its track? Or by the time it gets into the build process, is it your build's usually successful once they start?
We've had a few bugs in our system to where a check-in would come in and there'd be a bug, and investigating those can be kind of difficult. Sometimes you have to see if it's a machine failure or if it's actual code that made the build break. But yeah, it's pretty extensive. Yeah, it's
cool.
And we discussed, you know, getting people nasty things for making the build, but now it's just nasty emails. Just nothing funny. We're getting there, though.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
We're working on it.
Yeah, cool. So you're the one who's carried then this release to RTM, which happened this morning, which is super cool. So in the last couple weeks, have you pulled some hero efforts to get this thing out the door?
Yeah, there's some late nights building the CD files at like 2 a.m. at night and staying up late waiting for DevDiv to release their binaries so we could pick them up. And yeah, it's just been some long hours.
Yeah, so DevDiv is our internal word for Visual Studio team, right?
Yeah,
basically,
yeah.
The tools division. So we have to integrate with them, especially with, like, the SP1 for their .NET framework and stuff. What's that been like in terms of working across divisions and taking those dependencies?
Yeah, it's been pretty complicated. We basically had to take our automated system and break it up into the pieces that it does and actually manually run those automated pieces so that we can integrate their binaries. And it's pretty intensive, like take like 4 hours to integrate some of them into the build.
Cool. So SQL Server.
Truly a hero, dude. Some hard work in there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
There's lots of people behind the scenes who really pull this thing together. Yeah. So we RTM this morning. We were there at sign-off, and everybody's excited. Are you guys going to take some time off and get to relax for a little bit?
Yeah, they give us a week.
So, a week?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm off next week, and your week, he's off the week after.
Yeah.
To stagger us that somebody's still here.
Yeah,
right on. So what's up with all this Star Trek paraphernalia, you guys?
It's Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. We're kind of Star Wars nuts. Office, you know, Star Wars fans.
Nice. What's up with these swords you got here?
These lightsabers we have here?
Lightsabers.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's see how this goes.
Here we go. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We're done. SQL Server 2008.
Yeah. Woo!